Test 1, 2, 3. Jorge, can you hear me on the back end system on ESPN? Jorge, ESPN, test 1, 2, 3. 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 Jorge, I'm going to try a quick commercial real quick and the interview just so you can hear it as well. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies starting pitcher Jack Mahoney. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about your upbringing, growing up in Illinois, if that's correct, and yeah. St. Viator High School.
Yeah, I went to St. Viator and it was a good spot for me. I liked it a lot. I grew up in Algonquin, Illinois, and then Viator was up the road, closer to the city, in Arlington Heights. So,
grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 430-24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to...
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio, your local sports leader. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Wednesday night was beautiful. Now we have Thursday night action here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Game 3 of 6 between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels, the visiting Inland Empire 66ers, and the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies, as they battle here for Thursday night baseball from Chuck Chancey Park. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. We're on 1430 ESPN Radio, your local sports leader. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball as your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 4-1. Unfortunately, last night they suffered their first loss of the 2024 season, falling to the Inland Empire 66ers, who are now 1-4 on the year. It was 8-6 last night. Your Grizzlies just came up short. The Grizzlies, they were the last team in the California League to fall. And either way, though, they still have a first-place lead, one game over the Modesto Nuts. Fresno, they're now 5-3 at home, 15-11 all-time against the 66ers, 1-1 this year here at Chuck Chancey Park for Thursday Night Baseball. Fresno's lineup tallied 6 runs on 11 hits and 9 walks. Aiden Longwell and Braylon Wimmer provided 3 hits apiece at the top of the lineup for the Grizzlies. Wimmer reached base 4 times and poked the initial go-ahead RBI in the 6th inning. Andy Perez whacked a 3-run moonshot also in the 6th inning, his first homer of the 2024 campaign and his second homer in a Grizzlies uniform. That was dating back all the way to May of last year. Perez has hit safely in every game this season, and we'll see him later on in the lineup. Tevin Tucker at the bottom of the lineup recorded 2 hits and a run at the bottom of the order for the Grizzlies, but Inland Empire scoring 7 runs in the final 3 frames. They beat the Grizzlies 8-6, and so Fresno drops their first game of the 2024 season. They look to get back on track as they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener, E-M-E-N-E-R. The former East Tennessee State Buccaneer gets the ball, his first start of the 2024 year. If you want to talk about a guy who can throw strikes, Emener is the perfect guy for you. Great background from Georgia, went to North Alabama for a couple of seasons before his last stop in college at East Tennessee State, and now pitching for your Fresno Grizzlies. On the other side, Inland Empire, they give the ball to right-hander Barrett Kent, who was their opening day starter. Kent making his second start this year, an 0-1 record, a 1.80 ERA. So Barrett Kent, the right-hander, against the left-hander in Austin Emener. Great matchup here this evening at downtown Fresno, California, in beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher and the top prospect on this Fresno squad, the Rockies number 20 overall prospect, according to MLB.com, Jack Mahoney. We talked a little bit about his upbringing and then playing at South Carolina, where he was teammates with Braylon Wimmer. And the two now are connected here in Fresno for their first stop in professional baseball. We talked all about those things. When we come back right after that break, we'll have that interview with right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies starting pitcher Jack Mahoney. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about your upbringing, growing up in Illinois, if that's correct, and yeah. St. Viator High School.
Yeah, I went to St. Viator, and it was a good spot for me. I liked it a lot. I grew up in Algonquin, Illinois, and then Viator was up the road, closer to the city, in Arlington Heights. So it was a really, really good experience, and it's crazy thinking where I'm at now in California right now talking to you. So it's been a journey for sure, but I've enjoyed all of it.
So then, did you grow up a White Sox or a Cubs fan?
Definitely a Cubs fan.
Okay, yeah. So what were your first experiences growing up? Did you have any players that you looked up to initially as well?
Yeah, well, my uncle, actually, Mike Mahoney, he caught in the big leagues with the Cubs for a little bit. So that was obviously easy for me to root for him because he was on the Cubs. But he was really my first, I don't know, major league eyeballs, I guess you could say, right? Like, he was always kind of at the higher level, so I enjoyed growing up with him and the family, obviously, but I don't know, it's just funny. I mean, you know, obviously I was in 7th, 8th grade when the Cubs were kind of going on that run, and so seeing Chris Bryant walk around the facility, I've had to keep my cool a little bit, but it's been really cool seeing him around.
That's what makes this game so unreal and crazy to think about. And, you know, growing up as well, too, we talked a little bit that your family knows the Cole Kmet family, and Cole Kmet, a Bears player as well, too, so I'm guessing you've been to Soldier Field to maybe watch him a couple times as well.
Yeah, absolutely. My grandparents are actually season ticket holders forever. They just moved down full-time to Florida, so No more Bears games for the fam, but obviously having Cole be a part of that team, and we're pretty tight with the Kmet family and everything. His younger brother Casey and I, he's one of my best friends, so it's been fun kind of being close with them, and obviously being able to play with Cole and watching his journey for sure has been awesome, so I'm super happy for him.
Invite him over to Fresno, though. I think they'll love Trichancy Park, and you know, it's really been an amazing journey to get there too. You went to South Carolina, kind of a crazy couple of years. You were a two-way player, you know, two home runs among your time as a hitter, and you know, went through some injuries as well too, but talk about your experiences as a Gamecock.
Yeah, I can't really say enough about that place. It's kind of shaped me into the person I am today. And getting down there, like being a kind of a Chicago boy and being from Illinois, going down to South Carolina was a bit of a culture shock. But, you know, if you would have told me that some of my lifelong best friends and kind of family to me now is, you know, they're going to be from Georgia and Arkansas and like stuff like that, all going to South Carolina to play baseball, I would have told you were crazy. But it's worked out in a great way, and I loved it, from the fans to the culture down there. It's an unbelievable experience, just especially getting to go play around the SEC and all the different ballparks. It was truly a blessing, and being able to pitch in front of the Founders crowd, and you know, and really it was special just because I got to kind of have the full SEC experience. I was actually talking to Carmichael about this the other day. Is we were like, you got every experience you could have gotten just with the hitting and the pitching. So it was such an unbelievable blessing. That place is always going to be home to me, and super glad I got to wear the South Carolina across my chest.
And Enter Sandstorm kind of means a little bit more as well, too, when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's always fun to see that. But, you know, then you got drafted by the Rockies. Where were you when you found out that you were selected by the Rockies?
I was in my living room back home, and, you know, day one passed, and, you know, didn't really know what was going to happen with the draft at that point. And then woke up day two and was on the phone all morning, and then finally was called early in the morning with the kind of final pick, and it was unbelievable. It was super surreal, just kind of getting to be there with my family, and just seeing my parents' reaction too, just kind of seeing all that they sacrificed for me and all the positions they put me in to be successful. So it was a really cool moment.
And you know, and then later on, you actually got to see your teammate Braylon Wimmer also get drafted by the Rockies. Did you call him up and say, "Hey, I guess we're gonna have to be roommates now, right?"
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you know, Wim and I, it's one of my best friends, and I've really appreciated our relationship, and especially how it's grown since we've gotten into pro ball, just spending so much time together outside of school, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it was crazy. It was the best day of my life. It was a true dream come true, and then all of a sudden, I'm actually driving my girlfriend to the airport, and you know, I get a text from him, and I'm like, "What is this?" So I give it to, you know, my girlfriend, and she's like, he was saying, "Watch this," and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And sure enough, I pulled up the draft tracker, and he gets drafted, and I, you know, I didn't think that day could get any better, but it absolutely did. So being able to kind of go and start this journey with him has been really special to me, and just having one of my, you know, best friends, and consider him a lifelong best friend for sure. So it's been neat.
And now you're one of the top Rockies prospects, which I think is also a huge honor for you and the work that you've been able to put in and the journey that Carmichael talked about with you just a couple of days ago. But getting the ball on opening night, how surreal was that for you?
Yeah, it was really neat. Obviously, being in San Jose was a new experience, and I've never really been in California. I've actually never been to California before getting down to Fresno and taking the bus here to San Jose. It's been cool seeing different parts of the state and really the country now. But just opening night was really special to me, and just kind of getting that nod of being the opening day starter was pretty special. And I was just kind of going throughout my routine, and then once I was warming up in the bullpen, the announcer kind of gave like a, you know, a big welcome to opening night, and I was like, wow, okay, this is real, like this is actually happening. So really cool experience, and something that I'm really glad that I got to experience.
And of course, the, you know, ended up with a win for you, and Braylon Wimmer also going deep to help out as well too. So you know, something to talk about. South Carolina boys are here to stay, but Jack, we can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Inland Empire 66ers. Hello, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. A big thank you to Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney for joining us on the pregame show. Jack, a lot of fun to talk to, and we hope to grab him at some point later this season as well. You also heard our national anthem, the Grizzlies, right now, about 4 minutes ahead of first pitch schedule. So with that being said, let's go through the starting lineups. First, let's start with the visiting Inland Empire 66ers. They are 1-4, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. They are managed by Dave Stapleton, back in a 66ers uniform. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 8, Capri Ortiz. Batting second, the third baseman, number 9, Caleb Bartolero. Batting third, the center fielder, number 25, Anthony Scull. Batting fourth at first base, number 18, Christian Garcia. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, number 3, Kevin Castillo. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 13, Juan Flores. He's had a very good series. Batting 7th, the second baseman, number 2, Adrian Plasencia. Batting 8th is the right fielder, number 14, Joe Redfield. And batting 9th, the DH, number 19, Randy DeJesus. Inland Empire will give the ball to right-hand pitcher Barrett Kent. As we see Capri Ortiz striding to the plate, we'll give the Grizzlies lineup and defense momentarily as we get set for first pitch this evening. A beautiful night for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Austin Emener from the full windup. Here comes his first pitch, and it's high and inside, and we are underway. It's a count at 1-0. 6:49 p.m. We are early this evening. Here comes the 1-0 from Emener, and it is fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. 83 degrees, clear skies, 8 mph winds out to center field. Here comes the 1-1, swung on and missed. Good pitch up in the zone there from Emener, and Ortiz swings and misses. Count now at 1-2. Here comes the pitch from the lefty in Emener. And it's high for a ball. The count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Emin are looking for a punch out here early. Home plate umpire Joshua Runge. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball down in the zone, and Eminer starts his 2024 campaign with a punch out. Good pitch down in the zone from Eminer. The breaking ball, 3-pitch combo, and looked like it was the changeup. As here comes Caleb Bartolero. He's at third base. As you said, Joshua Runge is the home plate umpire. Jeremy Rada over on the bases. Here's the pitch from Eminer. It's outside. The count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. The Grizzlies are in their white uniforms. White cap, red bill. Fresno ran across the front in red and the red numbers on the back. As that is a called strike. Count now at 1-1. The 66ers are back in their gray uniforms. 66ers ran across the front. They have the black cap, black bill, and the orange logo on top of their cap. The count now at 2-1 as that pitch runs outside. They have the blue numbers. It's light blue and then dark blue, kind of like an ice cream cone. The cone part, light blue, and then the dark blue part is where the ice cream would be. It's the best way to describe how those numbers look on the back of their gray jerseys. The 2-1's outside, now 3-1 as Eminer gets ready once again. And it's fouled off. Count now with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eminer looking for a punch out against Bartolero. Fajio Cruz in left field. Caleb Hobson, he's in center. E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog, he's in right. Here's the 3-2. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back punch outs for Bartolero, or for Eminer, as Bartolero down on strikes. 2 outs now as here comes Anthony Scull, the center fielder. Good pitch there from Eminer, challenging Bartolero up in the zone. Let's take out this, check out the diamond for Fresno. On third base is Andy Perez. Over at short is Braylon Wimmer. At second base is Tevin Tucker. As that pitch is fouled off by Scull, the count at 0-1. Jason Hinchman at first base for the first time in 2024. Ben McCabe does the catching. The DH is Aiden Longwell. And Austin Eminer on the bump, as that is a perfectly placed pitch on the outside part of the plate in the count at 0-2. Austin Eminer looking to punch out the side here in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high pop-up. And it will be just foul into the lower part right before it hits the field box level. More of an entrance where the players walk to their dugout than anything there. As the count remains at 0-2. As we said, the Grizzlies infield. Perez and Wimmer switching positions. Perez has been the shortstop for the first 2 games. Wimmer at third. As Scull fouls that one off his leg and it bounces towards the Inland Empire dugout on the third base side. Top of the first inning, no score between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. Just underway here at Chancy Park. Thursday night baseball. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out to center field. Long run for Hobson. And he makes the play. And how about a 1-2-3? Top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN. Your local sports leader. Stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app. And MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Inland Empire and Fresno. Let's give you the Grizzlies starting lineup. Fresno 4-1 on the year. First place in the California League North Division standings. They are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, managed by the 2023 reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leadoff and playing DH, number 5, Hayden Longwell. Batting second, the shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. He had a big 3-run homer last night. Batting fourth is the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 28, Fadjio Cruz. The first baseman, Jason Hinchman, he'll hit sixth. Ben McCabe, the catcher, he'll hit seventh. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. First pitch to Longwell is a pop-up skied out to left field. This is playable in fair territory. And it is caught by the left fielder in Castillo. One pitch and one out, and Longwell is retired. So one away as here comes Braylon Wimmer. On the bump for the Grizzlies, by the way, Austin Emmener, as you heard in the top of the first. So for Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup is Longwell, Wimmer at the plate now, Perez, Andrews Jr., Cruz, Hinchman, McCabe, Tucker, Hobson, and Emmener on the bump. First pitch is inside of Wimmer as he gets out of the way, the count at 1-0. Here comes the next pitch to Braylon Wimmer. It is inside, the count at 2-0. And over the first three games of this series, Inland Empire has been pitching in to a lot of these Grizzlies players, but specifically to Braylon Wimmer. That pitch runs inside. It bounces off the glove of the catcher in Flores and towards the 66ers dugout. The count now at 3-0. And that's probably the way they want to pitch to Braylon Wimmer. Leads the team with two home runs over the first two games of the season in San Jose. As now we have a discussion between the umpires, manager Dave Stapleton says something, and the umpires are going to talk halfway between first and home. As we have time called right here, and Steve Solis wants to get an idea of what's going on as well. That pitch that was 2-0 went inside and went off of the catcher Flores. And they're trying to debate what's going on. Is Solis not happy, it looks like, with whatever the decision was? Don't understand what is really going on. As Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager and first base coach, heads back to his post. And here comes the 2-1. Actually, they said it was a strike. So that's, I think that is where it was. So now it's 3-1 as that pitch is inside. So I want to say there was a foul ball. That's why the ball ricocheted towards the dugout. As Wimmer, the 3-1 is skied up in the air. And the first baseman is going to make the play. Garcia looked like he was walking on a tightrope right there as he made the catch for the second out. And with two away, here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez. Andy Perez, one home run, seven RBI, batting .318 on a five-game hit streak as he flies one out to left field. First pitch swinging, and Castillo, who was busy last night, makes two of the first three plays, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Barrett Kent. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Inland Empire and Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader. Austin Emminer taking on Christian Garcia. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Emminer. 90 miles per hour. Here comes the second pitch from the southpaw. Winds and deals, and it is fouled off, and it will go right towards the netting on the ground. The count at 0-2. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike three. Inside part of the plate, and Garcia down on strikes. Third strikeout for Emminer through four batters as here comes Kevin Castillo, the left fielder. Great breaking ball on the inner portion of the plate by Emminer. As now he'll take on Castillo, who has a long swing. Here comes the pitch. And that is a called strike. Good breaking ball, the slider on the outside part of the plate. And Emminer didn't see the ball coming back from the catcher in McCabe. By the way, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. No score between the 66ers and Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. It is outside. The count now at 1-1 from Austin Emminer. 6'4", 210 pounds. The southpaw is 21 years old. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. Another great pitch on the outside portion of the plate. Emminer will turn 22 in June. He's from Macon, Georgia. A 16th round draft pick in 2023 out of East Tennessee State. Here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled off towards the third base dugout. Emminer entering his second professional season, first full pro season, though. Started his professional career with the ACO Rockies, appearing in four games out of the bullpen. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Austin Emminer. He has four punchouts over five batters. Two outs now in the inning as here comes the catcher in Juan Flores. And Emminer, if he has to watch out for someone, it is Juan Flores. Flores a grand slam on Tuesday. Two doubles and a two-run homer in last night's contest as he fouls that one sharply down the left field line towards the 66ers bullpen. The count at 0-1. And when you go from a guy like Castillo who has a long swing and a very long barrel as well, now you go to a guy who has a short compact swing and a short bat as well in Flores as he fouls that one towards the right side and out of play. A souvenir for a fan, and the count now at 0-2 as it bounces up towards a couple fans in our reserve sections. And it's now no balls and two strikes, and Emminer looking to punch out the side. Here comes the 0-2 to Flores. It's high for a ball, count at 1-2. Elevated a ball at 91. Emener once again ready to go. There is a pitch clock. And Emener already back, ready to go. The pitch swung on and foul tipped, and that will end the inning. We have the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Macarena in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. As E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off, as here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Kent. Pitch is inside. The count of 1-1 and no strikes. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the 66ers and Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. Outside, the count now at 2-0 and no strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside to Andrews Jr. The count now at 3-0 and no strikes. By the way, back to the top of the second inning, Juan Flores struck out on a foul tip. As there's a strike count at 3-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. And so because of the strikeout right there, Austin Emmer has 5 strikeouts over the first 6 batters. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. The count now at 3-2 strikes. Great job from Emmer so far. And now Andrews Jr. trying to get the offense going here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. Still 3-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr., third season with the Grizzlies, but really his first year truly getting a start every single night. Here comes the 3-2, and it is inside as it almost hits Andrews Jr., and it is a leadoff walk for E.J. Andrews Jr. So first walk for Barrett Kent, who's making his second start with the 66ers, and he'll bring up Fajardo Cruz now here in the bottom of the second inning. As Cruz awaits his first pitch, here comes the right-hander's delivery, and it is just high and outside. The count of 1-0 and no strikes. Runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. No score between Inland Empire and Fresno. Here's a pitch to Fajardo Cruz as he looks to bunt. That pitch is a called strike on the inner half of the dish. And the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies, tons of walks, 28 over their last four games, which includes tonight. They have 41 on the year, tied for the California League lead. As there goes the runner, Andrews Jr., the throw to second is way offline, and the Grizzlies have a stolen base. E.J. Andrews Jr. with the stolen base, runner now in scoring position. Andrews Jr. is first stolen base of the season. Last year, when Andrews Jr. stole a base, the Grizzlies, they went 11-0. That's right, 11-0 when E.J. Andrews Jr. swipes a bag. As time called, and now a pitch clock violation on Kent. They count at three balls and one strike. Andrews Jr. on the stolen base, the pitch was a ball. Three balls, one strike as Cruz will take a pitch inside for ball four. Another walk, and Fresno has been using the walk towards their advantage over their first six games of the year. So now runners at first and second with no outs, and his first baseman, Jason Hinchman. Here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And a high chopper, and that is fair down the left field line. Andrews Jr. will score easily. Looking for two runs. Here comes Cruz. Rounding third, he heads home. Jason Hinchman, a two RBI double to left field, and the Grizzlies have the lead. Jason Hinchman, a big double, a high bounding ball past the third baseman down the left field line. Andrews Jr. scampered home. Fidel Cruz was right behind him, scoring all the way from first base. And the Grizzlies on their first hit have a 2-0 lead. Two walks come back to bite Kent. And the Grizzlies claw ahead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. And it is fouled off in the count at 0-1. This is Ben McCabe's second game of the season. McCabe batting 250. No home runs, one RBI. Here comes the pitch to McCabe. And that is inside for a ball. The Grizzlies taking advantage early so far. As Jason Hinchman, a two RBI double. We said that McCabe had an RBI. It was actually a caught stealing as that ball is lifted way foul and out of play. He actually is batting 250, no home runs, no RBIs, but that swing right there is what he can do. If it stays fair, it's gone. Count of one ball and two strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Here is the pitch. Outside. And McCabe works the count back to his favor. Runner at second with no outs here in the bottom of the second. The Grizzlies' first three batters have reached. Jason Hinchman, a two RBI double. Here comes the pitch from Kent. And it is outside, and it gets away from Flores. Flores did not catch it completely. Now runner at third with no outs, and the infield's going to have to come in right here for the 66ers. And Ben McCabe is going to take ball four, apparently. Thought it was 2-2. It might have been 3-1, so maybe we were right on our count. Either way, the third walk of the inning for Barrett Kent. And now it's Tevin Tucker. Runners at first and third with no outs. And Tevin Tucker, the West Virginia product, has an opportunity to continue this Grizzlies lead. And now the manager and Dave Stapleton talking to, looks like the pitching coach for Inland Empire. They're continuing to discuss something. And it's home plate umpire Joshua Runge talking with the 66ers dugout about the count, I believe. We had 2-1 up here. Actually, it was 2-2. And then he took the base, and so we don't know if the count was off or what exactly. Either way, Ben McCabe is at first base, and the 66ers are not happy with home plate umpire Joshua Runge. Tevin Tucker now with two hits last night strides to the plate. As now time was called and a disengagement by the pitcher in Kent. Kent, an 0-1 record of 1.80 ERA coming to tonight's contest. As that pitch dips in there for a strike, the count at 0-1 to Tevin Tucker. And Barrett Kent and I think Inland Empire feeling a little bit of the heat so far as Austin Emener, over two clean innings, has five punch-outs through six batters. As that pitch is a little bit low, the count at 1-1. Austin Emener had struck out Ortiz and Bartolero in that first inning, then struck out the side in the second. As the Grizzlies now trying to put something together here in the bottom of the second. Already two runs across. First four batters have reached three via the walk. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And it is high for a ball. And the count now at two balls and a strike. Big hole on the right side of the diamond. As the second baseman in Plasencia playing up the middle towards the bag on a possible double play or a stolen base. Here comes the 2-1 to Tucker. And it is inside and low in the count at 3-1. You can hear the pop of the glove from the catcher in Flores. 92 on that fastball. We've seen Barrett Kent reach already 95 tonight. This was the 66ers opening day starter, working a five-man rotation. As Tucker takes strike two, and the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Kent is listed at 6'4", 215 pounds. Pitched at Abilene Christian. Was initially going to go to TCU before being drafted. As here's the pitch. And Tucker pops it up, a high pop-up on the diamond. And who's it going to be? It's the third baseman in Bartolero calling off everybody. He will make the play. So the first out of the inning as Tucker is retired. And it brings up the center fielder and speedster in Caleb Hobson, H-O-B-S-O-N. Runners at first and third with one out. Grizzlies lead 2-0. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. And it is outside. The count at one ball and no strikes. Glad you could tune in this evening. A beautiful night for baseball. 83 degrees at first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. Pitch to Hobson outside. Now a check on the runner. And save barely is McCabe. When he slid back, it looked like he got stuck and had to extend his arm just to get there in time. It's a tough play on the throwback because most runners are into their secondary lead, so they're rushing back to the bag. Here comes the pitch, and it's foul tipped into the glove, and Hobson a little bit upset with himself. It was a pitch to drive right there for Hobson. Count now at two balls and one strike. Caleb Hobson, known for his speed, played at University of Tennessee at Martin. A lot of Tennessee college players on this Grizzly squad. As that's a called strike, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. The Rockies drafted Chase Dahlander in the first round from Tennessee. And then, of course, you have tonight's starter and Austin Emener from East Tennessee State. And then you have the UT Martin guy and Caleb Hobson currently at the dish. Just a few names of players from that area. Here comes the 2-2 to Hobson. And a ground ball up the middle. This could be 2-4-3. And Hobson is safe. He beats out the double play. It scores a run. 3-0 Grizzlies. Hinchman comes in to score after the double play is not turned by Inland Empire. It was a slow developing play in Hobson's speed. The big factor in that one, it is a fielder's choice and an RBI. McCabe is retired. It goes 4 unassisted on the fielder's choice. It would have been 4-3. If the double play would have happened, instead it's now Aiden Longwell. There goes Hobson for second, and he gets there with no throw, and the Grizzlies are running tonight. A stolen base. It was a called strike to Longwell, so they counted 0-1, but Hobson now a stolen base, and the Grizzlies, just in this game alone, just two innings in, have more stolen bases than they've had over their first five games. Coming in, the Grizzlies, five caught stealing, one stolen base. They are 2-for-2 tonight. As the pitch to Longwell is inside, the count at 1-1. Longwell flew out back in the first inning as the Grizzlies have already scored three runs. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And a check swing. Did he go around? And they said he did in the count at 1-2. Runner at second and Hobson. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. 3-0 Grizzlies. The Grizzlies only one hit at that double from Hinchman. Here's the pitch. And a foul ball from Longwell towards the third base side and out of play. Aiden Longwell, the DH tonight, who has been the first baseman for the first couple of games of the season. Longwell is not your prototypical body type in terms of a leadoff hitter, but a guy who can get on base every way possible. Good line drive hitter. We'll see if he puts one to the gap here, as it is foul tipped at the dish. Flores cannot hang on to it. The Grizzlies will love to give some more runs to Eminer. He will take on the bottom of the lineup the next time he comes up to pitch. Here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. And a high chopper to first, and this is made cleanly by Garcia. He will tag the bag and end the inning. We head to the third. The Grizzlies, though, take a 3-0 lead. A 2-RBI double from Jason Hinchman, the big hit in the frame. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 3-0 the Grizzlies lead the 66ers. As Adrian Plasencia will lead things off against the left-hander in Austin Eminer. As Eminer, five punch-outs over two hitless and scoreless innings. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside the count of 1-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. That pitch is outside, now 3-0 to Plasencia here in the top of the third inning. Eminer, here comes the pitch from the left-hander, winds and deals. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 3-1. As we said, East Tennessee State for Austin Emner spent one season as a Buccaneer. 15 appearances, 8 starts. As that is swung on and missed. Good fastball at 89 miles per hour. Good movement as well for Emner. The count now full 3-2. Emner, a 2-4 record. One save, a 5.40 ERA. 62 punchouts over 53 1/3 innings for ETSU. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball. Wimmer, or actually this is Perez. The throw is offline. Longwell, the nice play at first. How'd he stay on the bag there? Great footwork from Longwell as he had a maneuver. Usually you'll see the first baseman use the right leg to be on the base. Instead, where the ball was thrown, Longwell shuffling his feet over, and the left foot was on the base, and the right foot had to extend to get the ball there. It goes 5-3 unconventionally, though, as one down, and it's Joe Redfield. As there's a strike, the count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Emner. Make sure you mark that in your books, though, for Longwell. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-2 in Redfield. That was a very angry swing. And he falls behind in the count here. But back to Emner, as we said, 62 punchouts over 53 1/3 innings. And Emner was the first pitcher in NCAA last year to throw a 4-strikeout inning. As that pitch is outside. And the count now at 1-2. A 4-strikeout inning. A wild pitch allowed him to face another batter. Here comes his 1-2, and it's outside. The count at 2-2. He also had a really good game against Winthrop. 5 2/3 of scoreless frames. Allowed one hit. And he also had a save in the last game of the regular season. As he falls off the mound a little bit there, and the ball goes outside. Now the count at full, 3-2. Emner, prior to ETSU, went to North Alabama for 2 seasons. As here's a high chopper to the second baseman. This is Tucker. Tucker over to first in time for the out. It goes 4-3, 2 outs now, 8 straight retired for Emner. And it'll bring Randy DeJesus, the 9-hole hitter, to the dish. DeJesus is a DH this evening. So Emner was at North Alabama, did not pick up a win over his 2 seasons. 76 2/3 career innings, 39 outings, only 2 starts, though. Here's the pitch. That's a fly ball out to deep center field. Racing back is Hobson. He looks up, and it's gone. Randy DeJesus deposits one out to the trees in center field right behind the pitch clock. And it is 3-1 now. And just like that, the no-hitter, the perfect game is over. So DeJesus hits the home run. First hit as well for Inland Empire. And he'll bring up Capri Ortiz, the switch hitter. And the shortstop for Inland Empire. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-0. 3-1 now. Here comes the 1-0 from Emner. It's outside. The count at 2-0. Emner is from Georgia, as we said, spent time in North Alabama. Well, he went to East Tennessee State, North Alabama, and prior to that went to First Presbyterian Day School in Georgia. Fly ball to right field. Long run for both E.J. Andrews Jr. and the center field Hobson. And it's Andrews Jr. making the catch. We'll talk more about Emner in his next half inning. It is 3-1 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Inland Empire. Glad you could join us on 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice as the Grizzlies trying to score some more runs as Braylon Wimmer will stride to the plate. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Barrett Kent. And it's inside once again, Wimmer, in the count at 1-0. And if you're scoring at home, that is now four pitches inside to Wimmer over his first two at-bats. Here it is. And it is a called strike, and the count now at 1-1 from Barrett Kent. And he's worked inside to Wimmer. Wimmer popped up his first time. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and Wimmer checks his swing. He did not go around on the ball in the dirt. Counted two balls and one strike. But Barrett Kent, born September 29th, 2004, 19 years old as that pitch is inside. The count at 3-1. 19 years old and can reach 95 miles per hour. Unbelievable. An eighth round draft pick by the Angels in 2023. Pottsboro High School was committed to Abilene Christian. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count at 3-2. It was also being looked at by TCU, but went the pro route. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside, ball four. Another walk as Wimmer will reach via the base on balls. Fourth walk for Kent, and it's now Andy Perez who's 0-1 with a flyout. But eighth round draft pick for Kent in his first start here in 2024. It came against the Visalia Rawhide. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Five innings, two hits, one run it was earned. No walks, eight strikeouts. A little bit different tonight. Four walks, no strikeouts so far, and he has a 3-0 deficit. As Perez takes a pitch outside, now check on Wimmer, and Wimmer, a little pitter-patter back to first, is there safely. As Perez, the lefty, was kind of blocking the view of Wimmer. He didn't see the ball initially being thrown from the catcher in Flores until Cecil Lee said back. Here comes the 1-1. As there goes Wimmer, and he will get there easily. The third stolen base for Fresno. If you follow the Grizzlies on social media, we actually tweeted out that we're running with this lineup, not realizing that we'd have three stolen bases over the first three innings. So now runner at second with no outs. And now time called and a pitch clock violation. We've seen a lot of them over the past couple of games. And now Kent falls behind 2-1 to Andy Perez. Wimmer's first stolen base puts him in scoring position. Here's the pitch to Perez. Line drive, base hits to right field. Wimmer watched to make sure it wasn't caught. He will stop at third base. Runners at the corners with no outs, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. So Perez the single, Wimmer to third. Just the second hit for the Grizzlies. And now E.J. Andrews Jr. looking to drive in a run. He had an RBI last night after a ground out to second base in the ninth inning in a pinch hit scenario. Andrews Jr. getting the start. First time in the cleanup spot for him. And a chance to extend this Grizzlies lead. 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch. And that is just low. The count at one ball and no strikes. E.J. Andrews Jr. looking to extend this lead right here. Here's the pitch from Kent. As a fake by the runner and Perez, he will hustle back to first. The count at 2-0. You could hear the first baseman in Garcia say runner. And Perez stopped about halfway between first and second. About a quarter of the way, actually, between first and second. Either way. As now they check on Perez. The ball gets away. This will score Wimmer. Perez to second. He could hustle to third. He will just stop at second, though. And it's now 4-1. It's going to go E1 on the throw. So it's a run and an error. We'll see if the run is earned later in the frame. So now runner at second with no outs, and it's 4-1 Fresno. And Bear Kent got the loss his first outing in Visalia despite a great start. A little bit different tonight against the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. Inside, and E.J. Andrews Jr., watch out. And we've seen over the past couple of years, every time the ball gets pitched inside to Andrews Jr., the next pitch, he deposits it out to one of the outfield walls. So we'll see if he does that right here. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike right down the middle. Looked like he was taking all the way. 3-1. 4-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. And it is outside ball for another walk. And the Grizzlies continue to take the free pass. That's now 5 walks as here comes a mound visit. No action down in that 66ers pen. Runners at first and second with no outs. And it's Fadriel Cruz who walked and scored his first time. So Andrews Jr. a pair of walks. Braylon Wimmer already scoring. Andy Perez, the runner at second. The Grizzlies coming into tonight's game had 27 walks over their last 3 games. 5 tonight, making it 32, which is unbelievable to think about. And also on top of it, Andy Perez, that single he just had, extended his hit streak to 6 games. The Grizzlies, 45 base on balls as a team this year. That is first in the California League. Of course, all the games still going on tonight. But this Grizzlies offense has been out hit in the majority of their games. They are 4-1 on the year. They have scored double-digit runs a few times already. And tonight, only 2 hits, 5 walks, and they have 4 runs. Score runs however you can. So now Fadriel Cruz, first and second, no outs. Here comes the pitch. And it is a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6-3. It is a double play. As Perez gets to third. So Cruz now is retired, a double play. And he'll bring up Jason Hinchman, who had a 2 RBI double and a run back in the second inning. Runner at third with 2 outs, and Jason Hinchman. And another guy from the Tennessee college ranks, Tennessee Tech, had 70 career home runs while playing for Tennessee Tech. And we'll see if he can crush one right here as the count at 0-1. Here's the pitch. Outside. As now action down in that Inland Empire bullpen. A right-hander starts to get loose quickly. Here's the pitch. Hinchman fouls it off as his knee buckles a little bit to try to get after that breaking ball. 83 miles per hour. Barrett Kent from Texas. Here comes the 1-2. And it is swung on and missed in the dirt. And it's secured by the catcher in Flores to end the inning. But the Grizzlies add another run on an error by the pitcher. We head to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fourth inning, 4-1. Fresno leads Inland Empire. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As that's a strike there from Eminer. Over to Caleb Bartolero, who struck out swinging his first time. Here comes the 2-1, a ground ball hard hit to the third baseman Perez. Perez up with it, the throw to first in time for the out. It goes 5-3, and Bartolero grounds out to his third base counterpart. One away now as here comes the center fielder in Anthony Scull, 0-1 with a flyout. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Eminer, good pitch down the zone, swung on and missed by Scull. Scull, a home run in the first inning yesterday. Here comes the pitch. And up the middle and off the glove of Eminer. And now trying to make a play is the third baseman, Perez. And it was not going to be in time no matter what as Perez tried making it. That is just self-defense right there from the pitcher. And Eminer on the line drive back up the middle. They are going to check on him. Manager Steve Solis and athletic trainer Justin Wilson go check on their left-hander. And I think that he says he's okay. Austin Eminer off his glove right there. So Skull does reach. That is the second hit for Inland Empire. And now with the runner at first and one out, it's Christian Garcia. And for the first time tonight, we'll see Eminer work out the stretch. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. Swung and a miss by Garcia. The count at 0-1. So no balls in one strike. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. There goes the runner, Skull. The throw from McCabe is just offline. The tag, though, is perfect, and they got him. McCabe's ball was a little bit farther out than expected from the base, but the tag was perfect by Tucker, and Skull is retired. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing for the second out. Now Eminer looking for a quick inning. He's one over the minimum right now, and would like to keep it that way as that is just outside, just missing. The count now at 2-2. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Heads up over there just to the right of us. Those are one of those baseballs into the crowd you always have to watch out for. Lots of mustard on it. 2-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. And the count now at 3-2. And Eminer would like to get another strikeout right here. Here's the pitch, just outside, and that will draw a walk. So a two-out walk. First walk issued by Eminer, and now we'll bring up Kevin Castillo, who struck out his first time up. By the way, back in that bottom of the third inning, Braylon Wimmer scored after an error. It was ruled earned. So 4 runs, 4 earned for Kent. Here comes the pitch by the lefty and Eminer. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. And Eminer, good fastball. 88-92, not overthrowing, finding the strike zone, and throwing first pitch strikes. Here comes the 0-1. And now a check on the runner. They almost got him. They had him leaning in Garcia. He's back safely, though, as the tag applied from Hinchman. Count still at 0-1. From Austin Eminer. Here comes the 0-1. And it's outside. The count now at 1-1. Eminer also was a cross-country runner back in high school. His aunt played volleyball at Furman. His dad, Scott, played basketball for Mercer. And his sister played basketball for the University of North Georgia. Very athletic family. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball. And Garcia way out in front of it. Kind of an ole on that swing. Actually, it's Castillo, not Garcia. Garcia's the runner at first. Either way, count at 1-2. Eminer looking to get out of the inning without any damage. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And a ground ball up the middle. A base hit. Castillo stays alive. Staying at second is Garcia. Third hit allowed by Eminer. And now runners at first and second with two outs for Juan Flores. And not the guy you want at the dish if you're Fresno. Flores 3-for-5, 2 doubles, and a 2-run homer last night. And on Tuesday, Flores had 2 hits, a grand slam in the 5th and a single in the 9th inning. He is 5-for-10 in the series as here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza to talk to his left-hander in Eminer. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott, we thank him for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Emner will come set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball from Emner. Flores is very aggressive, especially with that fastball. The home run last night was on a 3-2 fastball from Herrera up in the zone. Emner, long pause, 3 seconds on the pitch clock, and it is swung on and missed. Right back to the breaking ball. A three-pitch combo, two of them. The changeup and the slider have been very good for Emner tonight. And now we'll look to get Flores right here. Do you change the eye level and elevate a fastball if you're Emner? Here comes the 0-2. And time called as now the catcher and McCabe will go talk to Emner, making sure they're on the same page. Juan Flores, prior to the series, I was told from 66ers broadcaster Steve Wynn that this is the player to watch on the team, and he is not disappointed. A very good, promising player. Flores is only 18 years old. 2006. Born in February, so he just turned 18. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-2. Flores from Cuiabá, Venezuela, last year played in the Dominican Summer League. Here comes the pitch from Emner towards Flores, and a hard grounding ball to the second baseman. And Tucker, he makes the play, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies lead 4-1 as we head the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Here comes the first pitch to Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher. And it goes behind McCabe in the count at 1-0. McCabe, watch out right there. Fastball from the right-hander. Here comes the pitch once again from Kent. And McCabe, high pop-up, skied out towards the first baseman. And it is dropped! The ball is dropped by the first baseman in Garcia! And McCabe will reach. I believe that has to be an error. And earlier in the game, there was a pop-up from Wimmer in the first inning to Garcia. And Garcia looked like he was scared to even catch the ball. He still made the first catch. But Garcia on that one looked more ready, but that ball drops. So now it's Tevin Tucker who popped up his first time. Runner at first with no outs. As here comes the pitch to Tucker from Kent. And time called, a pitch clock violation. Count at 1-0. As Baron Kent has three pitch clock violations against him. He will come set around the letters of his uniform as that is swung on a miss by Tucker. The count now at 1-1. Tevin Tucker signed as an undrafted free agent out of West Virginia. As that is a good breaking ball to count at 1-2. Tucker watches it as it dipped into the zone. Tevin Tucker is the first Mountaineer since Harrison Musgrave to play in the Rockies system. That was back in 2014. As here's a fly ball out to center field, right at the center fielder, though, in Skull, who makes the play. And Tucker is retired. One out now as here comes the center fielder in Caleb Hobson, who has an RBI on a fielder's choice. That was back in the second inning. So Tucker is retired, and now Hobson. And Hobson, tons of speed. Beat out a possible double play ball that allowed a run to score in his first at-bat. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, 5 walks in this contest, only 2 hits. Inland Empire out hitting them, but they lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here at Chukchansey Park. And now a check on the runner, and McCabe is back safely. Tioga Thursdays, 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. Fans taking advantage of the deal tonight. Here's the pitch outside. The count now at 2-0. Our first Tioga Thursday of the year. Tomorrow, Friday, April 12th. A lot going on here at Chukchansey Park. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Here is the pitch. It's a called strike, and the count at 2-0. But we want you to get here early because there's a replica jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And it's My Job Depends on Agnite, presented by Stimulose Produce. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Hobson, a big hack right there, came up empty. The count at 2-2. And, of course, Friday Night Fireworks presented by OXBO Oxbow. Be a great night of fun as the Grizzlies and the 66ers play Game 4 of this 6-game series. Time called by Hobson. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 2-2. To Caleb Hobson, and that is fouled off and out of play. A lot of fun. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or coming down to the Chukchansey Park box office to purchase your tickets. On Saturday, we're back at 6:50 p.m. That is April 13th. Be bingo and bluey night. It's going to be a great night here at the ballpark. Special appearances, and we want to see you as well. That ball is in the dirt. Spit on there from Hobson. The count now at 3-2. I don't know how many people I've talked to that said they're so excited for Saturday, though. I mean, it is unbelievable. More adults than kids have said they're excited, though. So it should be a great night here at Chukchansey Park. And then finally on Sunday, as there goes the runner, and the pitch is way inside and high. Ball 4, and Hobson draws a walk. McCabe took off for second, but the ball was inside, so it's another walk. That is 6 walks now for Barrett Kent. Runners at first and second with one out for Aiden Longwell, who's 0-2. But on Sunday, Bark in the Park, 1:05 p.m. to wrap up the 6-game series. As here comes the pitch to Longwell. And it is inside, the count at 1-0. Bring your furry friends to the park. Enjoy a great afternoon of baseball between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. It's the only chance in the regular season to watch Inland Empire, as that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Pinpoint there as Longwell watches it. Count it 1-1. Inland Empire and the Grizzlies will meet just 6 more times after this series, and that will be at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. As here's a ground ball, hard hit to the second baseman, and this will be a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. Nice turn there, Plasencia Ortiz Garcia. The Grizzlies still lead 4-1 as we head the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1, Fresno leads Inland Empire. As that pitch is fouled off, heads up over towards the press box area, and it just lands just below it, the count at 0-1. As Adrian Plasencio's 0-1 with a ground out will lead things off. Here's the pitch, inside, and that ball is fouled down the third baseline. The count quickly 0-2 as Perez gets to that ball. As Austin Emener, the tall lefty, has had a great outing so far. Has struck out 5 batters over 4 innings of work. Here in the top of the fifth, here comes the pitch from Emener towards Plasencia. And that is fouled off as Brady Hill starts to loosen down in that Grizzlies bullpen. Hill pitched on Sunday, picking up the save. As time called there by Plasencia. Action also in the Inland Empire bullpen. As the Grizzlies lead 4-1. They're being out hit, though, 3-2. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Great pitch from Emener. Down and inside. And no chance for Plasencia to do anything with that pitch. That's the sixth strikeout for Austin Emener, one out in the frame as here comes Joe Redfield. Redfield grounded out to the second baseman and Tucker his first time up. As the Grizzlies trying to put up another zero on the defensive side. Here comes the pitch. Count at 1-1 and no strikes. As we were talking about earlier, lots of promotions this year. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. 3 more games left in this series after tonight, as that is outside to Redfield. 2 balls, no strikes. Lots of great entertainment here at the ballpark and a lot of new amenities over the past couple of seasons. Here comes the pitch outside. Count of 3 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies, new ownership, Diamond Baseball Holdings this offseason. New playing surface. Of course, we have the Fresno Social, the Splash Park presented by Community Medical Centers. As that's a walk to Redfield, a one-out walk. Second walk issued by Eminer, and here comes Randy DeJesus, who had a solo home run that was crushed out to dead center in his last at-bat. But come on down to the ballpark, come watch your Fresno Grizzlies, 4-1 on the year, swept San Jose, their first sweep ever at Excite Ballpark since joining the California League. One Tuesday night for the home opener, and then drops last night's contest as that's a breaking ball, and it will go foul. The count at no balls and one strike. As the runner in Redfield took off for second. Redfield, lots of stolen bases already this season. We saw him steal a base last night before scoring. But 66 home games. And a promotion almost for every night as well, as that is a called strike. Good pitch there on the outside part of the plate to DeJesus. Come see Parker T. Bear. On-field entertainment, everything in between. But glad you could join us if you're not here at the ballpark. Here comes the pitch. And it is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. 90 miles per hour from Eminer. He has not missed a step tonight. Seventh strikeout for the left-hander. Two outs now, and here comes manager Steve Solis, and probably a pitch count for Eminer right now, but if this is the last batter that he faces, what an outing for Eminer, and it is, as here comes Brady Hill. Austin Eminer strikes out 7 over 4 2/3 innings, and he will take the ball and give it to Brady Hill. We'll be back, pitching change here at Trick Chancy Park.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact
this summer,
with other
we're going
fans.
From minor
play
league baseball
daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. It's the first pitch from Brady Hill. Is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Brady Hill taking on Capri Ortiz, the leadoff hitter for Inland Empire here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-1 Grizzlies. As that pitch is outside from Hill, the count at 1-1. So Brady Hill will come on 4 2/3 innings for Eminer. His line is not done yet as he's responsible for the runner at first base. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone to Ortiz. As Brady Hill trying to get out of the inning without any more runs and leave Emener to a great line. Emener struck out 7 before departing. Brady Hill, second outing for him this year, as that is outside. As Hill looking for the punch out. Brady Hill, a save in San Jose on Sunday. His first one in professional baseball. Here comes the pitch from Hill. Long pause. Here it is. Swung on and missed. And Brady Hill strikes out Ortiz to end the frame. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Ruben Castillo takes over on the mound for Inland Empire, wears number 28 on the back of his jersey. As Barrett Kent's night is done, here comes the pitch from Castillo and a high chopper foul by Wimmer, counting no balls and one strike. So Ruben Castillo on the bump. R-U-B-E-N-C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Ruben Castillo. Here's the pitch from the right-hander, and it is inside as Wimmer, again, back at the dish, and another pitch on the inside part of the plate. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and a fly ball, and that will drift foul. Heads up towards the sweets level, and the count now at 1-2 to Braylon Wimmer. Barrett Kent's final line, 4 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 6 walks, and 1 strikeout. As that is called strike 3, and Wimmer down on strikes. First strikeout for Castillo, as here comes Andy Perez. 1-for-2, a single back in the third inning. So Ruben Castillo takes over. As you said, again, 4 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 6 walks, and 1 strikeout. So now Perez, as the first pitch is high, the count at 1-0. On the other side for the Grizzlies, Austin Emener, 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned as Perez looks to bunt. It goes foul. 1 run it was earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Emener allowed a solo home run as his only run allowed. And then Brady Hill taking over, striking out the only batter he faced since coming in into the game. As that pitch outside to Perez. And the Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch down the zone. Perez takes a big whiff at it. Grizzlies fans all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. As that pitch is low to Perez, Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on a small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. High chopper to second, and that throw is in time as Plasencia throws it to Garcia, and Perez is retired. He goes 4-3 for the second out, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. He has walked twice tonight. Here on April 11th, in the bottom of the fifth inning, we thank Pete and Jerry's home run eggs. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Castillo. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Great night for baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. And the count now 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to take game three of this six-game series. As Andrews Jr. flies one out to right field, it's dropping quick, but it doesn't drop quick enough as the right fielder in Redfield is there to put it away. Two outs now as here comes Fadrio Cruz, the left fielder. Cruz 0-1, a walk and a run scored. Actually, that was the third out of the inning. All right, well, that will end the inning. Either way, the Grizzlies lead 4-1. We'll be back.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the sixth inning. 4-1, Fresno leads Inland Empire. As the Grizzlies give the ball now to left-hander Sam Weatherly. As he takes over for Brady Hill, who just threw a third of an inning. So Hill strikes out the only batter he faces and now gives the ball to Sam Weatherly, making his 2024 home debut. His second outing now, the bullpen. As he will take on Caleb Bartolero. And the first pitch is skied out to shallow center field. It's a race to the baseball, and it's won by center fielder Caleb Hobson for the first out. So one pitch, one out. And now it's center fielder Anthony Scull, who's 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth inning. Sam Weatherly is 6'4", 205 pounds. The 24-year-old from Ann Arbor, Michigan. A third-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2020. As that pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. And Sam Weatherly, what a great story. Back from injury after missing the majority of 2022 and all of 2023. Last pitch for the Grizzlies, healthy in 2021. As that is a little blooper, and Perez gives a chase and comes up just short. And the count now at 0-2. Weatherly was an ace for the Grizzlies back in 2021, which had outfielder Zach Veen and catcher Drew Romo on that squad. And then in 2022, suffered a couple injuries and only pitched in a few games before missing the rest of the season. As here's a fly ball back to Hobson in center. He cannot get there. And it lands for a base hit. Skoll 2-for-3 now with that single. 4 hits for Inland Empire. And he'll bring up first baseman Christian Garcia. Garcia 0-for-1, a walk back in the fourth. So Weatherly missed a lot of 2022. And then tried coming back in 2023 and was shut down for the season. Wasn't healthy, another shoulder woe. And now here in 2024, he looks to be healthy and tries to regain the form that we saw in 2021. Working out of the Grizzlies' bullpen, though, is Weatherly. And long-term could be a weapon for the Rockies. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. And it swung on and missed. That was disgusting on the inner part of the plate from Weatherly. The ball, tons of tailing action. Weatherly was initially drafted out of high school, where he went to Howell High School in Howell, Michigan. 27th round by the Blue Jays in 2017. As that is swung on and missed. And down goes Garcia. Second out of the inning. First punch out for Weatherly. 9 strikeouts for Fresno pitching. As here comes Kevin Castillo, 1-for-2 with a single. But Weatherly in high school was a really good player, because not only was he Mr. Baseball in the state of Michigan as a senior, but he was also coached by his dad. And he said it was one of the reasons that he was so successful. His dad really just let him be a kid. His dad played baseball at Central Michigan. And his two brothers and his sister also have the height that Weatherly does. As we said, Weatherly is 6'4". Well, his sister is 6 foot. And his brothers are 6'5 and 6'6. It's a very tall family. As that pitch is low right there, and McCabe trying to get a called strike. Sam Weatherly, very, very fun to talk to. Loves to give celebrity impressions. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is fouled off and out of play towards the third base side. Weatherly went to Clemson University for 3 seasons before being selected by the Rockies in 2020, where there was no minor league season. So Weatherly, despite being his 5th professional season, has really not been fully healthy, and he had the COVID year. As Weatherly's pitch is inside and Castillo gets out of the way. Almost 2 years due to multiple left shoulder injuries for Weatherly. As we said, though, he dominated in 2021. Made 15 starts for the Grizzlies. As now a check on the runner. Back safely is Skoll. 2 outs here in the 6th inning. In 2021, went 4-6 with a 1.32 whip and a 4.83 ERA. 96 strikeouts over 69 innings of work. As here's a fly ball to center field. Hobson in it like a gazelle. Gets back there and makes the play so graceful to end the inning. We will head to the bottom of the 6th. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown. Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1. Fresno leads Inland Empire as Fajardo Cruz will lead things off against Ruben Castillo, who's back out for his second inning of work. Here comes the first pitch from Castillo to Cruz. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Get ready to make a splash at Chancey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 party on the pontoon and jet ski giveaway. Play and earn entries for a chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Here's a pitch to Cruz. Swung on and missed. And Castillo picks up his second strikeout. Third strikeout from Inland Empire. Here is Jason Hinchman. Hinchman, a two RBI double and a run back in the second inning. So Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, though, make sure that you put in some entries for a chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in Friday, April 26th for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. Let the splash games begin only at Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Line drive just fouled down the third baseline, and just like Hinchman's double before, trying to do the same thing. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And it is outside. Count of 1-2. Here comes the pitch once again to the first baseman in Hinchman, and it's down, and the catcher in Flores telling his pitcher Castillo, good spot. Hinchman doesn't chase after the pitch. Tons of power. 70 career college home runs. And Hinchman lines one, a one bouncer off the glove of the shortstop Ortiz that eats him up. And Hinchman will reach. That ball was absolutely smashed off the bat of Hinchman. That was a tough play for Ortiz. We'll see what the ruling officially is. But that ball was on a rocket towards Ortiz. It was a one bouncer. So now will be Ben McCabe, who's reached base twice. A walk and an error for McCabe. Here's the pitch to him. It's inside, the count at 1-0. Big hole on the right side as the first baseman in Garcia holds on Hinchman. It is a single for Hinchman, so he's now 2-for-3. Three hits, and he has two of them. As McCabe swing and a miss. Pretty hack, though, for McCabe coming up empty. McCabe went to UCF. He was drafted in the ninth round by the Rockies in 2023. 6 feet, 185 pounds for McCabe. And that is a called strike in the count at 1-2. Ben McCabe from Sarasota, Florida. 24 years old. Turned 24 in February. Here's the pitch and a good check on the outside part of the plate. And McCabe doesn't go around. Runner first with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers 4-1. Here comes the pitch from Castillo as McCabe fly ball out to left field. The ball will stay in the park, though, as the left fielder Castillo is there. And he makes the catch for the second out. And here comes Tevin Tucker, who's 0-for-2. As the Grizzlies trying to add another run to their line. They scored three runs in the second, a run in the third. Inland Empire scored a run in the third from a solo shot from Randy DeJesus. And now Tevin Tucker here at Chancy Park. Castillo comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside, the count at 1-0 from Castillo. Castillo wants a new baseball as he throws the ball towards the Grizzlies dugout. Here comes the pitch from the righty in Castillo. As Tucker is ready, and it is outside. Count now at 2-0. From Castillo to Tucker, who's 0-2. Caleb Hobson awaits on deck. Lots of speed in the bottom portion of this Grizzlies lineup. Here's the pitch. Outside. 3-0 now to Tucker. Game 3 of this 6-game series, Thursday night baseball. Here comes the 3-0. And that's a called strike. And the count now at 3-1. Some fans getting into it here at Chancy Park. Nice crowd for a Tioga Thursday. Here comes the 3-1 to Tucker. Tucker, high pop-up. It's drifting towards the Grizzlies' dugout. And it will go out of play. As a nice job by a fan on the bouncer. The count now at 3-2. And Tucker trying to stay alive right here. Would love to hit a home run if possible. Tucker, if not the gaps. 324 to left field. And is 385 to left center. 400 to dead center. 335 to right. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And he lines one out to center field. That ball gets down. McCabe on his horse. He will head to third. Ball is thrown in. And now McCabe falls between third and home. And now we have a pickle. 8-4-2-5-1. And McCabe is out. McCabe rounded third. He slipped. And that was it for him as the third out is recorded. And the Grizzlies come up with nothing. 4-1 as we head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It is 4-1 Fresno as Juan Flores, who's 0-2, will take on Sam Weatherly. As the first pitch hits Flores on the foot, and he will reach on the hit by pitch. That's not where Weatherly wanted to go with his first pitch of the inning. And instead, the leadoff man is on as here comes Adrian Plasencia, who's 0-2. Plasencia struck out back in the fifth inning. As here comes the first pitch to Plasencia. And it is high for a ball, and the count at 1-1. and no strikes. By the way, on that single by Tucker, it went 8-4-2-5-4 on the putout. As the pitch is low and the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. So that's how the inning ended. As here comes the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. Good pitch right there. Back to that sixth inning, by the way. Ben McCabe had flown out. It was Jason Hinchman who was the one who got thrown out at the dish. Here's Weatherly's pitch, and that is high for a ball. Thursday night baseball, 4-1, Fresno leads Inland Empire. Glad you could join us this evening. Here's the pitch from Weatherly. Line drive, one bouncer. 6-4-3, a double play. Great play from Wimmer, the shortstop. A hard hit ball to one bouncer, and they turn two. So Plasencia is retired, 6-4-3 on the double play. Two outs now as here comes Joe Redfield, 0-1 with a walk. Redfield, the right fielder, had a great game last night. As here's the pitch from Weatherly. And a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1. Glad you could join us, working through all the hiccups that we have tonight, but glad you could join us. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. 23 more games with our ESPN partners. Glad you could join us here on 1430. 12 games on 1430, 12 on 790. As that is a little bit low from Weatherly to Redfield. As Weatherly looking to get out of the inning unscathed, here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and that is a high pop-up in on the diamond, and it's going to be the second baseman in Tucker, and he makes the play in Weatherly, a clean seventh. Time to stretch here at Chancy Park. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-1, Fresno leads Inland Empire. Here comes the pitch, and it is in there for a strike to Caleb Hobson, who is 0-1, an RBI fielder's choice, and a stolen base back in the second inning. He walked in the fourth as Hobson fouls that one off. Count quickly 0-2. By the way, that put out earlier, 84254, is Scottsdale, Arizona's zip code, where these teams are during spring training. It's It's a great stat from Steve Wendt, the Inland Empire broadcaster, as here's a high pop-up, and the second baseman in Plasencia making the play for the first out. And with one away, here comes Aiden Longwell, who's 0 for 3. So one out, now Longwell comes to the plate. Longwell looking for a hit right here against the right-hander Castillo, who's been fantastic out of the bullpen. There's a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, here's a ground ball. Castillo makes the play, 1-3 for the second out. And here comes Braylon Wimmer. So the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is inside to Braylon Wimmer, another inside pitch to him. Crowd getting into it tonight. Here's the pitch to Wimmer, and that is low for a ball. You might be able to hear him on the broadcast right below us. We're in our suites level. There's also the reserve level and the field box level. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. Two outs here in the seventh inning. And it is outside. Wimmer lays off of it. As Braylon Wimmer would like to get a ball to the gap right here and bring up Andy Perez. Wimmer ground ball, hard hit to the shortstop. Nice field by Ortiz. Over to first, good throw. And a 1-2-3 inning for Castillo. He's been great out of the bullpen. Top of the eighth inning coming. The Grizzlies lead by 3. We'll be back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Inland Empire. And Tyler Hoffman comes to the mound for the Grizzlies as the first pitch is flown to the right side and out of play by Randy DeJesus, who has a solo homer. The only run for the 66ers back in the third inning. I'd like to give a shout-out to Dominic Lorenz listening in tonight, him and his family. Thanks for tuning in tonight on 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader and stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. As there is a check swing, and DeJesus did not go around, the count at 1-1. Glad you could tune in. The Grizzlies lead 4-1 here in the eighth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. As here's a line drive out to center field. A diving play, and he made it! Caleb Hobson! What a catch from Hobson, ranging in, and he makes the play for the first out. Caleb Hobson, tons of speed in center field, and you saw the ability right there. Lays out to make the catch. One away now as here comes the shortstop, Capri Ortiz. 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Here's the pitch from Hoffman. Then a fly ball out to right field, long run, and it will be caught by the right fielder in Andrews Jr. Two outs now. That's Caleb Bartolero's 0-3 will stride to the plate. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life here in the top of the eighth. We definitely would like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. High fly ball to center field. Hobson is there. He's made tons of plays. He will camp underneath it in the night sky. He'll make the catch. And Tyler Hoffman, a 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience, full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, Andy Perez will look to bunt his way on as it goes foul. The count at no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Ruben Castillo still on the mound for Inland Empire. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at one ball and one strike. Ruben Castillo has been outstanding, and Andy Perez 1-3, here comes the pitch. That is high for a ball. And the count now at 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Castillo. And Perez again looks to bunt. It goes foul again. Castillo way up in the count now. Wears number 28 on the back of his jersey. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Perez. It's outside. Andy Perez trying to get on base. E.J. Andrews Jr. waits on deck. Then Fadrio Cruz. The Grizzlies only 4 hits. They have 4 runs. Here's the pitch. And a line drive out to right field, and it will be just foul. Perez was ready to go. He was looking for 3 off the swing right there, and instead he'll have to go retrieve his bat. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Here comes the pitch to Perez. It is called strike 3. He is down on strikes. Third strikeout for Castillo. One out. Here's E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-1 with a pair of walks. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0 to Andrews Jr. We're in the bottom of the eighth, and we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. There is a called strike to Andrews Jr. It was walked twice. Former Fresno State Bulldog. E.J. Andrews says he will take whatever he can get if it means walks. As here is a hard ground ball to the shortstop, and the throw to first is in time, and Ortiz retires Andrews Jr. 6-3 for the second out, and here's Fadrio Cruz as Castillo trying to work 4 innings out of the pen. Cruz walked and scored back in the second inning. He's also hitting to a double play and struck out. Here's the pitch from Castillo, and that one is lined foul. Castillo, 6'1", 160 pounds. Guastalito, Venezuela for the international free agent. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Ruben Castillo. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed by Cruz. 22 years old for Castillo. This is his second game out of the pen. 2/3 of an inning his first time on the bump. As that is swung on and missed, and Castillo strikes out 4 batters over 4 innings of scoreless baseball. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies looking for a win. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the 66ers 4-1 as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Bryson Hammer takes over for Tyler Hoffman, and Hammer looking for his second save. Third appearance out of the pen for Hammer. That swung on and missed down in the zone. Good pitch there from Hammer against Anthony Scull, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Here comes the pitch from Hammer once again. And it swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. First strikeout for Hammer. And he'll bring up Christian Garcia, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. 10 strikeouts by Fresno pitching. So one out now, and it's Christian Garcia. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. As Tyler Hoffman, the inning before, one clean inning, 1-2-3. Sam Weatherly, two scoreless innings. Brady Hill, a clean inning. The bullpen has been fantastic, and the Grizzlies have only allowed a solo homer tonight. So Bryson Hammer, two outs away from giving the Grizzlies a big win. Here comes a pitch from Hammer. Swung on and missed. Good pitch. Hammer, 6'1", 186 pounds, wears number 20 on the back of his white jersey. 22 years old from Stony Point, North Carolina. A 12th round draft pick in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. Ground ball to the second baseman. This is Tucker over to first in time. Two gone here in the ninth inning. And Kevin Castillo, 1-for-3, is the last hope for Inland Empire. As the Grizzlies are looking to drop the hammer on Inland Empire tonight. Here's the pitch from Bryson Hammer. And it's a ground ball to second. This will do it. 4-3. The Fresno Grizzlies are back in the win column. A 4-1 win. And they are 5-1 to start the year. The Grizzlies bullpen dominant. What a start from Austin Emener. And the Grizzlies are still in first place. A big win tonight. We'll be back with a post game right after this. Your Grizzlies victorious. 4-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies post-game show. Wrap up to tonight's game here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious over the Inland Empire 66ers 4-1 tonight. Fresno, 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. They are 5-1 on the season. Inland Empire, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors, 4 left on base. They drop to 1-5. The winning pitcher is Sam Weatherly, given the decision. He is 1-0. The loss to Barrett Kent, he is 0-2. And the save to Bryson Hammer, his second of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 7 minutes. A big shout-out to our time clock operator tonight. 2 hours and 7 minutes, the fastest game so far this season. And the Grizzlies, attendance still not determined just yet. We'll see how many people showed up here for a Tioga Thursday. But a very low-scoring game and all the runs early. The Grizzlies took a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Their first time taking the lead here at home this season. After a pair of walks, Jason Hinchman, a 2-RBI double, allowed E.J. Andrews Jr. and Fajo Cruz to score. He would come around to score on a fielder's choice by Caleb Hobson. The Grizzlies in that inning had 3 walks and only 1 hit to take a 3-0 lead. Inland Empire would score in the bottom of the third when Randy DeJesus hit a solo home run, making it 3-1. And then finally, the Grizzlies adding their final run and the final run of the night in the bottom of the third inning. After a walk, a single, another walk, it was a throwing error by the pitcher in Barrett Kent that allowed Braylon Wimmer to trot home from third. 4-1, Fresno held on. Let's go through the final lines for the offenses, and really not much to talk about, but Jason Hinchman for the Grizzlies. 2 hits, he had 2 of the 3 RBIs for Fresno. He also scored 1 of the 4 runs, the only extra base hit for the Grizzlies. Fresno had 6 walks and only 4 hits overall as an offense. The other hits were Andy Perez extending his hit streak to 6 games, and Tevin Tucker, who now has 3 hits over his past 2 nights. For Inland Empire and the 66ers, it was Anthony Scull, their young prize prospect. He had 2 hits in the number 3 spot. Kevin Castillo had a single as well. And then the home run from Randy DeJesus, he had the big hit of the night for the 66ers. Pitching-wise, Inland Empire, very simple, just 2 pitchers. Barrett Kent, 4 innings, he caught another loss tonight. 2 hits, 4 runs all earned on 6 walks, 1 K. He is now 0-2 despite not getting really any run support. On the other side, Ruben Castillo, the relief pitcher for Inland Empire, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. So 4 scoreless innings of relief for the right-hander in Castillo. The Grizzlies, a little bit of a different look. It was Austin Emener. Emener struck out 5 of the first 6 batters of the game. He finished 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 2 walks. He punched out 7 overall. Brady Hill struck out his lone batter he faced. Sam Weatherly, he picked up the win after 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 hit batter, and a strikeout. Tyler Hoffman, a 1-2-3 inning. He got some defensive help from the center fielder in Hobson. And then Bryson Hammer dropped the hammer on Inland Empire, a 1-2-3 inning, which included a big strikeout against Anthony Skull. And so the Grizzlies, the bullpen, which has been kind of their sour note to start this season, an ERA over 8. Well, the Grizzlies bullpen tonight, 4 1/3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 hit batter, and 3 strikeouts. The Grizzlies bullpen, fantastic. Rolando Garza, a big A+. The Grizzlies pitching coach, the best performance we've seen from this staff so far. And the Grizzlies, they improve to 5-1. Inland Empire drops to 1-5. Let's check out scores around the league before we tell you about tomorrow. Let's start with the game in Rancho Cucamonga, where the Quakes lead the Port 6-3. They're in the bottom of the 8th. Now, in Tuesday, all the California League North Division teams won. And yesterday, all the California League South Division teams won. Well, the Quakes, the South Division team, they lead 6-3 in the bottom of the 8th. Modesto all over Lake Elsinore tonight. They lead 12-3. Modesto's offense bringing back a lot of the returners that won that California League championship last year. Lazaro Montes, Ty Peets, Colt Emerson. They lead 12-3 over Lake Elsinore. They just had a 7-run 6th inning, which included Montes, who has 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Also, 4 RBIs for Jones from the number 9 spot. He has a home run. It was a grand slam. Farmelo also hit his 3rd homer of the young season for Modesto. And finally, let's head over down the road where San Jose shut out Visalia 3-0. The Giants going to run the 5th, 2 runs in the 7th. But Esmerlin Vinicio picked up the win. He was fantastic out of the bullpen. 3 innings of scoreless relief, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Bostic, the starter, he was fantastic as well. 4 innings, 1 hit, no walks, or 2 walks and 4 Ks. And then the save by Hillier. He went 2 innings, striking out 3. The Giants, they win 3-0. They've won 2 of the first 3 games of that series in Visalia. We also have a scoring change as well, too. Kent's runs are going to be unearned. So we have 4 runs for Kent. It is now being changed to 3 earned runs in that inning. So his final line, 4 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 6 walks, 1 strikeout. We also have tonight's attendance. It is 1,532, but a very, very rowdy crowd tonight, as well as the Grizzlies. They win. So that brings us to tomorrow, Friday Night Baseball here at Chukchansey Park. A great pitching matchup, a pair of right-handers. Logan Britt for Inland Empire, no record of 4.15 ERA. The Grizzlies give the ball to right-hand pitcher and our pregame guest, Jack Mahoney, a 1-0 record of 1.80 ERA. 7:05 p.m. Pacific Time first pitch. It's My Job Depends on Agnite, presented by Stimulos Produce. A replica jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, so come on down early to get your replica jersey. And finally, we have Friday Night Fireworks presented by Oxbow. By the way, that replica jersey presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And of course, Friday Night Fireworks presented by Oxbow. And everyone runs the bases post-game as well, with Captain Grizzly and everyone involved at Virch and the entertainment with G-Force. Well, that will do it tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners tonight, which includes Chick-fil-A for tonight's press box food. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast. And for everyone listening at home, 1430 ESPN, your local sports leader, stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.